Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Lunch and Listen. This is our short program of Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows. I'm so excited that you are with me this afternoon on your lunchtime. I love coming to you to give you a few moments of empowerment during the day. This is a fantastic day in your life today. I want you to know that Lunch and Listen is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International Incorporated is a women's empowerment organization empowering women to celebrate the journey. And we also empower young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. Thank you for stopping by this afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Today, our topic is going to be Happy Birthday to Me. Well, this is twofold. Some of you may have already guessed it. Yes, today is my birthday, and I am so excited to share some of these life principles with you today on my birthday. And I thought it would be fitting for me to come to you to empower you on my day. I did not want to take this day off. I wanted to make this day count for something because I want to live in the now of life, in the moment. And because I have this moment to share with you, I want to give you some empowerment. I want to talk about how to empower yourself to celebrate the journey of your life. Yes, if you would just say it with me today, happy birthday to me. Just say it. I know it may not be your birthday, but just say it. Happy birthday to me. And the reason why I want you to say happy birthday to you, regardless if it's your birthday or not, I want you to celebrate you because you were born and you are here today. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Why were you born? Why were we born? We were born for purpose, and we were born for a reason. God purposed in our life to be here, to be in this space of time and on this earth for a reason, for such a time as this. And you know what? You are your happiest when both are in harmony, when your purpose for life and your reason for existence or in harmony, you are your happiest. And some of you say, well, I haven't tapped into that place yet. I don't know, I don't quite know where that is or what that is. Well, today I want to try to help you a little bit. I may not be able to solve the problem or give you all the answers, but I want to give you some encouragement on today. You know, I am so excited about my birthday today because today is another day that God has let me live and to enjoy this life and to share my life with others. We talk about, in Harvest Girls a lot, we talk about celebrating the journey. And many people, they don't know what that means. What does it mean to celebrate the journey? Well, you know, we take the good, the bad, and the ugly. We take the bitter and the sweet. And every day is not a bad day. We celebrate those not so good days, and we celebrate those great days. Those not so good days helps us to empower us and to do better and to move forward and to learn from those lessons. And I just want to give you a few points about celebrating the journey today. On the day that you were born, somebody celebrated you. Somebody was happy that you were here. Some of you may be saying, you don't know my childhood and you don't know my circumstances. You don't know how I got here. I was an accident. My mama didn't mean to have me, and my daddy left. That does not matter. God purposed you in this time and space to be born the day that you were born because there was purpose in your life. There's a reason why you're here. And I want you to tap into that and believe that today. I want to give you a few points today because we only do this in 15 minutes. I just want to move forward. And I just want to take a little time to tell you that it does not matter about messing up. So many times we get locked up into, oh, I've messed up my life. My life is just so messy. You just don't understand. Well, I want to tell you today that yesterday died last night. You can begin again in 2010. You can begin your life all over again today. Wow, today is still called today. All you have to do is say, I want to begin again in 2010. Say that. I want to begin again in 2010. Today you can begin your life over again. How do you do that? The first thing you need to do is to remove all the doubt from your mind. Remove all the negativity from your mind. How can I just remove it? Well, you can't just remove it. You need the help of our God. You need the help of Jesus in your life to help you to start over again. You can begin again if you turn your life around and turn your life over. God is not asking us to be perfect. He's asking us to trust him. He's not asking us to go back and try to redo our lives. He's asking us to move forward and trust him with the rest of our lives. So I tell God every day, I said, I love you with my heart, and I trust you with my life. I don't know every step that I'm going to take. I don't know what's around the corner, but I know God knows. I know that he that holds the future also holds my hand. Won't you let him hold your hand today? Won't you let him start you all over again? Start today. Start today. Say, today I begin again. Celebrate your journey, no matter what it's been. If it's not been so great, that is the time that you can pick up the pieces and start over again. That is the time that when you find someone else in despair, that you can say, you know what? I was once like you, and I'm still like you in a certain way because I'm not perfect. But I want to tell you that I made it and you can make it too. Celebrate it. Celebrate those good times and celebrate those bad times. It's your journey. It's your testimony. It's what you have lived for so that you can share with someone else. I also want to tell you, learn from your mistakes. Oh, Lord, I want to tell you, I've made so many mistakes in my life, so many mistakes that I can't really count them all. And if I let them pile up on me, they would consume me and overtake me. But we serve a forgiving God, and he says that if you just repent, if you just confess your faults one to another, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So if you learn from your mistakes, my dad used to say, a lesson not learned is subject to be repeated. Learn from them. If you mess up, make a mistake, say to yourself, what can I get out of this? What is the lesson that I need to learn out of this mistake? And don't be afraid to make one. You know, we're all human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to misjudge. We're going to miss the mark. But you know what? All we have to do is repent, forgive ourselves, and start all over again. Don't be afraid to start over. It's just like on a diet. Ladies, and if I have some guys listening, so many times on a diet, we want to be perfect, and we want to have this perfect walk as we lose this weight. And we mess up. We eat the wrong thing, or we forget that we've ate something that we should have eaten, something that we shouldn't have eaten, and we just mess up. And I'm just using a diet, for example. And then I know for myself, when I mess up on a diet, I want to give it all up and throw in the towel sometimes and say, oh, I messed up, just forget it. But I had to teach myself to keep trying. If you have to start over, you have to start over. It's not a bad thing to start over. It shows that you have, you're diligent. It shows that you're focused. It shows that you're determined. And God honors all of that. God honors your determination. He honors your motives. You know, it's a great thing to be able to start over. It's a great thing to be able to say to yourself, you know, I messed up, but it's okay. I can pick myself up and start all over again. This is not the end of the world, and it's not the end of the world, no matter what your plight is, no matter what you're going through. You know what? Sometimes you're on a job, and you say, oh, I should have took that other job. This job is so horrible. But you know what? It's not the end of the world. You know, you can steady put in resumes. You can set yourself up to succeed. Don't set yourself up for failure. Don't just walk off your job because I'm sick of this job. This is not the right job. It's not a good fit. Take time to invest in yourself. Take time to learn from your mistakes. Take time to set yourself up to walk into your destiny. It's not always about your job. It's not always about where you are. It's about how you think about yourself. What you think about yourself, how you think about where you are, that has a lot to do with how you proceed. I also want to say we have to reward ourselves. You know, I used to be a big contributor of beating up on myself when I made a mistake or when I messed up or when something didn't go right. I would beat myself up over and over and over, and I'd go back and I'd pull it up again and I'd go over it more and more and more. And then I've realized let it go. Sometimes you just have to let it go. Let it go and let God. Let go and let God. I also want you to reward yourself by doing something every month to celebrate yourself. Now, I'm not saying go bankrupt and spend a lot of money, and it doesn't take all that. Do something to celebrate yourself, and it doesn't take things all the time to do that. Those are great ways to celebrate yourself, but I'm talking about do something internally to celebrate yourself every month. Make a goal for yourself every month that you're going to celebrate your life. You're going to make your life count for something for somebody else. And if that means going to a shelter to volunteer your life, your time is your life to helping someone else. If it means to take a girlfriend out to dinner, you say, how am I celebrating someone else if I'm taking somebody else out to dinner or inviting them over for dinner or inviting them over just to have a little talk? You celebrate yourself because you lend yourself to that person so that you can give yourself freely to that person so that you can help that person. Celebrate yourself every day. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate, you know, what you're doing for yourself. Celebrate and encourage yourself. Coach yourself. You know, a lot of people go and get life coaches, and they say, I got a life coach. And that's all well and good. But when you get down to the bottom line, you have to encourage yourself. You have to coach yourself into your greatness. Sometimes you have to stand in that mirror, and you have to say, I am somebody. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I am designed by God. And then last but not least, ladies, I want you to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Time and time again, it's somebody else's fault. Time and time again, it's always the other person. Look in that mirror. Michael Jackson said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And I say to you today, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Start with you. Judge yourself. If you can judge yourself and you can find the areas in your life that you need to bring up to standard, then that is what pleases God the most. And you will see such great progress if you can look at yourself and say, I need to get myself together. I need to change my ways. That wasn't right, what I did or what I said, and I need to go back and make that right. When you start with you first, ladies, you don't know that you change your life 100-fold. You help the lives of others when you can see yourself clearly. And I'm just excited about that for you. You know, there's a song that Gladys Knight sings. She says, the need to be. There's a need to be more than just a reflection of a man. I can't survive in someone's shadow. I need my very own little spot to stand. And she said, I have the need to be. I love that song, and I'm going to let that song take you out in just a few minutes. I want to give you that little bit of that song on the way out. But before I let Gladys take us out on today's show, I want you to go to www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and I want you to go to our website, and I want you to enjoy our website, and I want you to look at some of the great activities that we have going on for the month of June. We have so many great and exciting things, and I just want to say it doesn't matter what I give you. It doesn't matter how much you take part of this radio show. When you get down to the bottom line, ladies, just remember that transformation does and truly begin with you. And I just want to say to you today, happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. And God bless you until we meet again. Ladies, I give you Gladys Knight.
I can't pretend. I wear a mask. Ooh, you touch my face with love in your eyes. Will you touch my heart with the understanding that it takes to realize. Thank you. scripture.